Hello and welcome. We would like to welcome you tonight to Freedom's Way Ministries and our message for the evening. If you have opened this message as a podcast, we'd like to ask you to understand that this is a live teleconference meeting. So there'll be people dialing in from around the country. Likewise, if you have reached this message on our website, we'll begin in about 3 to 5 minutes. That will give everyone a chance to dial in for our live meeting. And anytime you would like to join Freedom's Way on our teleconference meetings live, they're held every Monday and Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363 pound. You can also go online to freedomswayministries.com for more information about us and ways to support our ministry. So thank you for joining us, and if you'd like to say hello and let me know you're here, now's a good time to do that.
Hello, hello, Pastor Vicki and Pastor Phil.
Hi, Rose, and I heard someone else in the background.
It's just the Northwest Faith here.
Hi, Faith. Thanks for being here. Coast to coast with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anyone else here so far? Okay, well, we'll give them a couple minutes to dial in. It isn't just now 8:30. Hallelujah.
Did I make it?
You did. You made it.
Give me another minute, sis. Come on, come on. All right. Thank y'all guys for being. Thank you for being there for us.
Thank you, Mitch.
Y'all, thank
you
for
your faithfulness.
Thank y'all, sis.
Thank you.
Pastor Phil.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hey, it's Gretchen. Very much looking forward to and I'm grateful already. It's on my gratitude list for today. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, God, for your anointing. Hallelujah. Say hello, Phil.
Hello. Hello, everybody. God bless.
Oh, he's sounding better. You're back with us, huh, my brother? You're sounding better. All right. Woo-hoo.
Praise God.
Yeah, he's going to receive tonight.
I'm getting there. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. We all need this. We do, we do. Anybody else want to say hello before I mute your phones? Okay, hold on. Okay, Pastor Phil will pray, and then we'll get underway tonight. I am Vicki Burdett. I'm here with my husband, Phil Burdett. We are Phil's Ministry. We are Freedom's Way Ministries, and our mission is to help you come into your true identity in Christ, to know who you really are, and therefore be able to strip off all the labels of the world and all the junk of the environment and your emotional baggage and you name it, we'll get rid of it for you. We'll help you put it down and not pick it up again. So thank you for joining us, and if you, anytime that you need help and you need us, you can reach us. You can also get these messages at freedomswayministries.com. And I think we're pretty well up to date with the dates. So you just pick the date that you want to hear, and you'll be blessed whichever day it is.
Hallelujah.
So let's get underway here.
Yes. Good evening, Father God. Thank you all for your prayers. Father, we just thank you tonight for being with us, for your anointing, for your touch, for your healing touch, for your delivering touch. We honor you, our Father. We give you glory and honor. And I just ask that you encamp your angels around your people. Open their hearts to receive, Lord, the revelation of the word that you would have them receive. We just thank you, and we ask that, and I say in the name of Jesus, I turn aside any assignment from hell that would dull this message or make it ineffective in anybody's mind and heart. And I just ask you, Lord, that you prosper your word, that it is followed with your signs and wonders and mighty miracles in your name, as we honor you with it and turn it back to praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, honey. So tonight we are a couple of weeks into our season of deliverance. This will be review for many of you. But I would like to remind everyone, the word says that the Lord commands deliverances, plural, for Jacob. And also that we do live in this cursed world. We have an opportunity every day to pick up something that we don't want to have. And we are most often unaware that we have done that. So tonight we are going to focus on a subject that's very familiar to everyone, and that is rejection. So we want to help answer a question for you that maybe you haven't even thought about asking yourself, but you need to. How important is it that other people love you? This is one that only you can answer, and I don't expect you to answer it out loud. But we go through our lives seeking love and acceptance. More times than not, we're bitterly disappointed in what we do not find. And the reason for that disappointment lies in the fact that no one at all, can love us the way God does. And because the people in our lives have their own sins and stuff to deal with, they're unable to separate us from ours. So remember this. You cannot love someone if you cannot separate that person from his sin. And that includes yourself. If you believe the person is evil, you're not going to be able to love or forgive that person for what he did or what he does to you, and that includes yourself. If you believe you are not worthy of love because you are so terrible and you do so many things wrong and you never get it right and on and on and on, if you feel that way, you cannot love yourself. If you believe that view, I want you to know it came from hell, but if you believe it, you're not going to be able to love yourself. You cannot forgive yourself. And that, my friends, is a sin. So if we continue to base our view of ourselves on what the people in our lives think about us, then we're not ever going to be able to overcome that spirit of rejection. Anytime we take another person's opinion as truth, we're in trouble. Now, God's love is like a neutron bomb against the spirit of rejection. but his love for you won't mean anything to you if you refuse to accept it, if you refuse to believe it. Rejection is a form of communication, and every one of us experiences it daily. We have an opportunity to experience it on one side or the other, even as the person who is being rejected or perceived to be rejected, or the one who is rejecting someone else. We all have an opportunity to be rejected or to reject another person. Now, when rejection speaks, it can be through words, it can be through actions, or even the way a person looks at you. And it says things like this: you're worthless. You don't have value. You're unloved. You're ugly. You're too fat. You're too thin. You're too black. You're too white. You're stupid. Well, you're a loser. And so on and so on. It puts labels on us that oppose our true identity. And rejection can come through disrespect, anger, put downs, dozens of other behaviors that are manifestations of this nasty spirit that we or someone around us has allowed to express itself. Rejection is sneaky, it is subtle, and it will hide behind other stuff, so you don't always realize that you're a victim of rejection. For example, you could fall into self-deprecation, putting yourself down in order to keep from suffering rejection. You'll say something to put yourself down. It's kind of, I'm going to reject myself before you have a chance to do it. Or maybe you can't call me names because I've already done that. I know how bad I am. I don't care what you say. But you need to realize, if you curse yourself, even in jest, your body will act on your words. Words hurt, and your body reacts to them. That little saying we used to have as kids, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is a lie. It's a lie. Words hurt. Proverbs 15:4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. It's a broken down place. Proverbs 18:8, the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. If you're suffering from digestive issues, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcers, stomach aches, swelling, bloating, all those things, digestively speaking, you've probably been telling tales on somebody, or somebody's been gossiping about you. And you know it. You've heard it. Get that out of your life, folks. Stop the tail-bearing. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So be very cautious of your words, please. Rejection rejects. Sometimes as a kind of screwed-up defense mechanism, I'll reject you before you can reject me, and that way I won't get hurt. Well, you're going to be hurt anyway. And you know, I cannot tell you the number of relationships that are broken because of this very thing. You might have a pattern of them yourself. You know, somebody gets close to you or you get close to them, and then you start to reject them. And eventually you leave, And, you know, all the time, and you're saying, well, it's not you, it's me. You know, I'm just not good enough for you, or whatever. But if that's a pattern in your life, we're going to help you break that tonight. There's no one on earth who experienced rejection to the degree that Jesus Christ did. Not even you. Believe it or not. Isaiah 53:3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. We have a high priest that's familiar with what we go through and more, so that we can identify with him. But even beyond what we can imagine, Jesus Christ suffered for us a rejection that none of us will ever have. Not only did he suffer the rejection of all men, he suffered the ultimate rejection, that of his heavenly Father, who turned his eyes away and could not look upon him. Don't lose sight of this. What Jesus did for you on the cross was a substitutionary work that destroyed rejection. He took it all for you, so you don't have to. We now have the choice not to participate with a spirit of rejection because of the atonement. Now, I said just a couple minutes ago, God's love for you means nothing if you refuse to believe it or if you do not accept it. And if you don't accept it, what you're actually saying is that what God says about you is wrong. You're saying he must not know you, because if he knew you, he wouldn't love you. Just like your own father didn't love you, or your mother, or your sister, or brother, maybe a cousin, or your husband, or your wife, your children, friend, boss, coworker, the checkout girl at the grocery store. Wow. Rejection disagrees with everything God says about us. It exalts man's opinion over God's opinion, and that opens the door to idolatry. I'd like to explain that. Anytime we take man's opinion rather than God's opinion as truth in our lives, then we're believing and worshiping another God. You're worshiping some flesh and blood woman or man that just puts you down. Any time that another person's attitude, their actions, or their words change you, if that person has the power to change you, then that person must be God in your life. When you agree with rejection, you're saying that you know more about yourself than God knows about you. You're saying God's a liar. I would not want to call God a liar. Oof, that's a hard word, but it is true. Another thing that the spirit of rejection will do is it makes you crave recognition. That need for recognition a lot of times comes out of rejection. And that will open the door for spirits of divination and control and all kinds of other ungodly stuff that you truly do not want in your life. So I'm going down a little list here of characteristic feelings, actions, and behaviors that are manifestations of a spirit of rejection. And as I do this, I am asking that you just be honest with yourself so that you can be ready at the end of this message to go to war against this evil spirit of rejection. So, characteristics of rejection. You can't receive love, which is the very thing you crave. Pardon me. You push people away. You hear the same old worn out tapes in your head about never being good enough, never having a relationship, always being alone. And that's because rejection often has a recorder. It's a recording spirit that replays your past so that you believe every new person in your life is going to hurt you just like the last one did. So you keep repeating patterns and playing old tapes on new people. Not a good thing. Another characteristic is you're very sensitive. You're sensitive to criticisms. You're sensitive to everything. Everything becomes introspective and not in a good way. Introspective in that it all revolves around you. If you walk into a room and people stop talking, you automatically think they were talking about me. You can hear innocent comments as curses. And that's because rejection often comes with not just that recording spirit, but with a scrambler that jumbles your thought patterns so that you don't hear what the person said, you hear what you think the person meant. You reject others before they can reject you. You're continually reminded of your past sins, sins of your youth even, and you have a lot of guilt and shame. And finally, you find it hard to deal with your stuff. You can't really confess your sins one to another. You don't want people to know your business. You have a hard time being transparent because you don't want people to know how bad you really are. And that's that rejection working as self-rejection in you. Also know, rejection does not travel alone. It never travels alone. Some of the companions of rejection are anger, bitterness, envy, murder, fear, the broken heart. Now, the broken heart works as a kind of a defense mechanism of rejection. And hardness comes in. So your heart is hardened. There's also fear of failure, unloving spirits, isolationism, pride addictions, self-idolatry, and a desperate search for love and identity. Many illnesses can take root in your life because of the doors that rejection opens. But here's the good news. God has given us bodies that will heal themselves. When we get rid of the other kingdom that works through us, when we break the curses that we are carrying, our bodies begin to heal. That's the way God created them. Now, if you don't get anything else tonight, get this. It's okay to be loved. You deserve it. It's actually preferable. And first, you must receive God's love. again. If you don't receive God's love, you're calling him a liar. The other thing you do, when you refuse to accept and believe God's word about you, is that you tell him what Jesus did on the cross for you is not enough. It's not enough to overcome your own wretchedness. That the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, not his life, not his death, not his resurrection, nothing about him is powerful enough to change you from a sinner to a saint, from a pagan to a priest, from a peasant to a king. And these are all things that God says you are. I'm going to give you some scripture references. I'm not going to read them all, but you can look them up for yourself because I want you to verify this, that what I'm telling you is truth. You're a saint, you're a priest, and you're a king. Romans 8:27, Hebrews 6:10, Romans 1:7, 1 Corinthians 1:2, and 1 Corinthians 14:33, 2 Corinthians 1:1, and 2 Corinthians 9:12, Ephesians 1:1 and 2:19, Revelation 1:5-6. And this verse in 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Wow. We are a royal priesthood. Think about what that means. We're a priesthood of kings. And we're also a kingdom of priests. Now you can get verification that you are a priest and a king in Revelation 5:10, Revelation 20:6, as well as here in 1 Peter 2:9 and other places. You have to know who you are, folks, in order to know who you're not. The spirit of rejection is one of those demonic spirits that will hold other, even more powerful spirits than himself. Spirits like self-pity will hold that in place in your life. But the spirit of rejection is weak. It is very weak. And it is a traitor. They are all traitors. None of them are loyal, not even to each other. Like a lot of other lies of the enemy, rejection will not hang around if it isn't having any fun. In other words, if it cannot torment you, it'll go. Once you realize who you really are, once you realize in your heart that the only one in the universe who really knows you, the one who knows you best, is the one who loves you most. The one who knows you best is the one who loves you most. Rejection will tuck its tail and run. More times than not, rejection is a spirit that no matter how deeply it is embedded, no matter how long it's been hanging around, it will simply leave when it cannot torment you any longer. Rejection can't torment you from the moment you receive the truth, accept it, and know it in your heart that the one who knows you best loves you most. The one who knows all your faults and flaws and sins, all your ugliness, he knows. All your wretchedness, he's seen it all. And he loves you most. So that being said, I want to give you God's heart on the matter. So if you want to sit back, you can close your eyes if you want to. If you don't, you know, if you can stay asleep, I mean, if you can stay awake. Don't stay asleep, please. I do not have that voice, you know. Some people have the voice that even puts themselves to sleep. But this is God speaking to you, so try to listen up. But you can sit back and relax and receive what the Lord has to say to you. Just engage your heart in listening to God's word about you. Hear this with your natural ear. Hear it with your spiritual ear. So if you are ready, my child, I have searched you and known you. I know when you sit down. I know when you get up. I understand your thoughts, even when you are far from me. I compass your path. I surround you, even when you lie down. And I am acquainted with all your ways. There is not a word in your tongue that I don't know. I know altogether what you're going to speak before you even open your mouth. I have set myself behind you and before you, and I have laid my hand on you. Now, I know that such knowledge is too wonderful for you to comprehend. You just can't wrap your brain around it. It's so high, you can't grasp it. But know this, there is no place you can go from my spirit. There is no place you can flee from my presence. If you ascend up into heaven, I'm there. And those times when you make your bed in hell, I'm there too. If you were to take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there my hand will lead you. My right hand will hold you. When the darkness covers you, remember, even the night shall be light around me. I am with you, and the darkness cannot hide from me. The night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to me. I possessed your reins, your innermost parts. I covered you in your mother's womb. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a marvelous work. Your substance was not hid from me when you were made in secret, when you were curiously wrought in your mother's womb. I saw your substance when you were not yet formed. And in my book, I wrote all your members. I wrote down everything about you. I fashioned your members when as yet there were none of them. I knew the color of your hair. I knew how long your fingers were and the way you wrinkle your nose when you smile and your eyes twinkle. My thoughts toward you are precious. And the sum of them is so great that if you were to try to count them, you'd find they are more in number than the sand in the seas and on the shore. I think of you more than once every second. And all my thoughts for you are of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. There is nothing, neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, not powers, not things present nor things to come, not height nor depth nor any other creature that can separate you from my love for you. My precious child, I know you best, and I love you most. If there is anyone in your life, anyone at all, in the past, right now, or at any time in your future, if there is anyone who doesn't love you, it's because they don't know you the way I know you. I know you best, and I love you most. My precious child, I know you best, and I love you most. If there is anyone in your life that doesn't love you, it's because that person doesn't know you like I know you. Hallelujah. Let that truth sink into your heart. We're going to pray deliverance from spirits of rejection and associated ones. But before we do that, I'm going to give you some more ammunition for times that wants to return and take up residence again. You see, according to Jesus, when the spirit goes out of a man, it wanders in dry places, seeking rest, finding none. So it returns with seven spirits more wicked than itself to attempt to take up housekeeping in your heart once again. And if it finds its former house empty, swept, and garnished, it can come right in. But if it finds the house full, it can't. So we all have a responsibility to keep our hearts full, full of the Word of God, full of praise of God, full of love for God and for His people. And some of you may have some major programming to do about this subject, but don't worry about it. God is with you all the way, and so are we. Phil and I are here to help you redirect your thoughts, to make the God change in your life, to turn your focus from inward and backward to upward and outward. So here are some of the things that God's Word regarding you say. And you can search for more scriptures and chapters about God's love. There are so many, there's no way I could go through them all. But find something to hold on to and use it to prevent rejection from returning once it's out of here. Psalm 139 tells us God gives you His full attention. Isaiah 49, verse 15 and 16 say God never forgets your name. Ephesians 1, 6, you are accepted in the Beloved. Romans 8, 31 says God is for us and not against us. Ephesians 1, 5, God doesn't make junk. There are no accidents in the kingdom. God knew you. He predestined you before the foundations of the world. Romans 8:30 tells us you're called. We are called. We are justified. We are glorified by God. 2 Corinthians 5:21, Romans 3:21, Galatians 5:5, 2 Timothy 4:8, they all say the same thing. You are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. You are being made into righteousness. Hallelujah, hold it. You are planned for righteousness, Ephesians 1:4. Handpicked, chosen, created special, unique in the heart of God. Deuteronomy 26:18, you are a peculiar people, a treasure. That word means treasure or wealth. 1 John 3:1, Galatians 4:7, you're a son of God, you're a daughter of God. John 16:27, you're loved of God. 1 John 4:18, 2 Timothy 1:7, you are loved of God. He doesn't hate you, and you weren't put here for torment. Revelation 3:18, you're clothed in white raiment. You know, when you begin to see yourself in white garments, you'll stop stepping in the dirt. You won't want to go there anymore. Revelation 3:5, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Romans 8:15, you're adopted by choice. You're a precious member of the family of God Almighty. Hallelujah. Whew, I know that many of those spirits of rejection have already left you, but we want to pray tonight in the event there's any of those or associates still hanging around. If you want to join me in this, I invite you to do that. Get some freedom. So pray this prayer out loud, if you will. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I choose to forgive my ancestors and any other persons who may have opened the door for spirits of rejection to attach themselves or to take up residence with me. I forgive them and I release them from responsibility for any curses of rejection or spirits of rejection that have attached themselves to me. I take responsibility for those curses. And I give them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Lord Jesus.
I am not big enough to carry that curse. But you are. And Lord Jesus, I now break agreement with every spirit of rejection and associated spirits. I break agreement with abandonment, fear of abandonment, emotional abandonment. I break agreement with neglect, all spirits of accusation, real or imagined, self-accusation, and false accusation. I break agreement with self-condemnation and guilt and all rejection, real or imagined. I break agreement with self-rejection, rejection of others, and any programming of rejection, Lord God, I ask that that be destroyed. I break agreement with the recorder and the scrambler and all fears associated with rejection. Fear of failure, fear of success, fear of rejection, fear of authority, fear of vulnerability, fear of ridicule, fear of loss of friends, fear of trusting others, fear of trusting God, fear of commitment, fear of relationships, fear of loving and being loved. I break agreement with anxiety, dread and worry, panic, second guessing, intimidation, insecurity, uncertainty, doubt and unbelief. I break all agreement with grumbling and complaint, emptiness, loneliness, apathy, codependency, discontent, all lust and fantasy lust. In the name of Jesus, I break agreement with double-mindedness, victimization, self-hatred, self-pity, the loser, depression and discouragement, despair. I break agreement with rebellion, control and manipulation, ingratitude, perfectionism, drivenness, vanity and pride. I break agreement with the mocking spirit, all spirits of idolatry, any spirit guide or false personality of rejection. I break all agreement with need for acceptance, need for love and approval, and need for identity. Because I am accepted, I am loved, I am approved, and I am identified in the Lord Jesus Christ. I break all agreement with the deep emotional hurt of unmet needs of the past and all wounding of the spirit coming from rejection. Father, I ask you to forgive me for participating with any of these things. I declare to them all, I don't want you in my life. And I will not entertain you any longer. Thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus is all-powerful and effective to free me from all of this and to keep me covered. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to sweep up behind you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take the sword of the Spirit and I sever those generational cords of iniquity and those evil soul ties that have come from ungodly relationships, ungodly covenants, bitter root judgments, unholy alliances. I cut through those cords that have bound you to other people's spirits, and those that may have transferred to you, I cut them off from you now in the name of Jesus Christ. I send back in the spirit every ungodly thing that attached itself to you, and I take back for you every godly thing you are meant to have. I stand in the gap Lord God, and I forgive those people that brought the rejections and initiated or perpetuated that cycle of rejection and curse. I forgive them. I release them into your hand, that you deal with them, Lord, as you will. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak now to spirits of abandonment, fear of abandonment, emotional abandonment, and neglect. Loose them and let them go. You come up and out from every cell in their bodies now. All the times that your parents forgot to pick you up from school or from your play date or from wherever you were. On all those traumas, I break the trauma of being abandoned, real or imagined, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I cast out those fears. I cast all of those spirits into the pit, that burning coals fall on them and they cannot rise again. I speak to accusation, real or imagined, self-accusation, false accusation, self-condemnation and guilt. I call out rejection, real or imagined, self-rejection, rejection of others, perceived rejection by God. Every one of you unclean things, loose them and let them go. They have declared they don't want you in their life. You cannot stay. You come up and out from every cell in their body right now. You will not any longer torment God's people. In the name of Jesus, loose them. Come up, come out, and go. I break the programming of rejection off your life. And I cancel all cell memory of any of these things I am naming. In the name of Jesus Christ, go. I cast out the recorder, the scrambler. Get up, get out, and go. Every one of you into the consuming fire of God, and all fears associated with rejection, I cast you out. Fear of failure, fear of success, fear of rejection, fear of authority, fear of vulnerability, fear of ridicule, fear of loss of friends, fear of trusting others, fear of trusting God, fear of commitment, fear of loving, being loved, fear of relationships. Get up, get out, go from these people. You have no legal ground. You have no hold any longer. And you must leave. I send you to the pit. I cast out other forms of fear, anxiety, dread, worry, panic, second guessing, intimidation, insecurity, uncertainty, all doubt and unbelief. Loose God's people now and let them go. I cancel the assignment. I break the birth assignments of doubt and unbelief off of you now in Jesus' name. Loose them. I cast out these fears and I send you into the consuming fire of the living God now. I speak to grumbling and complaint. Every spirit and spirit guide of emptiness, loneliness, apathy, and codependency, get up, get out, and go. I cast you out. I cast out discontent, lust, fantasy lust, all double-mindedness, victimization, every spirit of self-hatred and self-pity. Woo, get out in Jesus' name. Get out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Nobody wants to come to your pity party. Loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Get up, get out, go. I send all of you into the pit that burning coals fall and you cannot rise again. I speak to the loser. Depression, discouragement, despair, rebellion, control, manipulation, loose them. I cast you out. I speak to ingratitude and unthankfulness. You don't have a place here. Get out. I speak to perfectionism, drivenness, competition, vanity, pride. I cast you out from every cell in their bodies. Mocking spirit, go now in Jesus' name. Every spirit, spirit guide of idolatry, you are no longer welcome. I break your assignment and I cast you out. All false identity of rejection, every spirit guide of false personality of rejection, loose them now. You come up, you come out from every cell in their bodies and take your nasty symptoms and diseases with you. Get out. I cast you all into the consuming fire of the living God. Our God is a consuming fire. I cast out every spirit or spirit guide, generational or present, of need for acceptance, need for love and approval, need for identity. Loose God's people. You are not them. They are not identified in you. I take the acts of the Holy Spirit of God to the deep-rooted tree of unmet needs and hurts of the past. And I cut that tree down now. And I cut through the root of it and the root of that deep wounding of the spirit coming from rejection. I cut that off in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask that you send your angels now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Send your angels to uproot, dig out, pull out every demon and demonic root of that deep hurt of unmet needs and the wounding of the spirit. Pull out every tendril and cast all of that into the consuming fire of God now. I ask you to send your angels of burning judgment and destruction to tear down the strongholds of rejection and every altar that has been built to any of these things, to crush it stone by stone by stone, that it cannot be built again. And Father, I ask now that you fill your people from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Fill us with your perfect acceptance that casts out all rejection, your perfect love that pushes out all fear. Fill us, Lord God, with your purity and your power. Give us a greater measure of every fruit of your spirit. Lord, as you have come to prune away these evils from our lives, that we bear much fruit to you. Fruits of love and joy and peace. Fruits of patience and faith, fruits of gentleness and goodness, meekness and self-control. Every fruit of your Holy Spirit growing in abundance and coming forth from us to feed many. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Ah, Take a breath. Take a breath. Take a breath. Breathe in the goodness of God. Many of you are going to go want to eat a hamburger. Some of you will feel like you just had surgery and you want to sleep for a while. You'll sleep good. Don't worry. And now that you know what rejection looks like, you'll be able to say no to it. Now that you know what God has to say about you, you can agree with Him. And not the guy who doesn't know you, like God knows you. Hallelujah. So if you have a question or a comment tonight, you can push your *6 keys. So that I'll be able to hear you, and then we'll close the meeting.
Hi, Vicki. Renee joining late, but I came in for such deliverance, and I'm so blessed by it. I praise God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
So beautiful.
God is good.
Thank you, sister.
You're so welcome. Anybody else got something to say tonight?
Hey, Vicki, Claudia. I didn't think it could get any better than last week, and whoa. When you said plucking you out by the root, I thought, wow, I needed this one. This has been awesome.
Amen. Well,
thank you.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He knows what His people
Amen.
Need.
Well, He does.
And He knows how to
thank
give
you.
It to them.
Oh,
praise your
beautiful.
Lord.
I don't know if I can move again.
It's okay. You don't have to.
Yep. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Anybody else got something to say before we close the meeting?
Thank you, Pastor Vicki. I needed to hear this again. It's Rose.
Amen, Rose. Thank you. We do. We all do. No.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you
so
much.
Deliver us myself. You're welcome.
Hi, Vicki. I'm very blessed with everybody. And I was just going to comment to everybody that if you feel the Spirit's coming back, you have it on tape now. This was so thorough,
yeah.
And it's so awesome to know it's on tape. And, you know, we have this for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely, as you keep getting delivered from the same spirit, there's more knowledge and you're able to identify with it and free yourself completely.
Amen.
So this was so thorough. I'm so happy it's on tape. Yeah, God bless you.
Thank you, Lisa. All righty. Praise the Lord forever.
Thank you, sis. Such a sweet message. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Mitch. Bless you. Hallelujah. Well, my Hebrew is not good like Phil's, so y'all will just have to wait till Friday and call back to get the Aaronic benediction in Hebrew. But Father, we praise you and thank you for this word tonight. Thank you for this freedom. Thank you that you, Jesus, are our Redeemer. You are our Deliverer. You are our Messiah, our risen Lord. And we give you the glory tonight for our freedom. It is for freedom that you've made us free. Thank you, Lord, that we walk worthy of your amazing gifts. And keep your anointing flowing in our homes, in our lives, in our relationships, and in everything. Let us bring honor to your name. And as Aaron blessed the children of Israel, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And we add, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Messiah, the Prince of Peace, the Sar Shalom. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. We will be here at 7:30 in the morning for the King's Table. 7:15. Sorry. Thank you. 7:15. I looked like I was going to sleep in tomorrow, huh? 7:15 for the King's Table. And again, this deliverance, 8:30 Friday night. God bless you. Have a great sleep tonight. And as you rest, may the Lord bring you restoration. Bye now.
Thank you. Good night, Vicki.
Good night.
Good night. God bless everyone. Good night. In the morning. Bye.
Good night.